The Emmy Award-winning HBO comedy Veep begins its seventh and final season on Sunday. It stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selina Meyer, the former vice president, now running for president. It's a role Louis-Dreyfus, who starred as Elaine on Seinfeld, calls the pinnacle of her work on television. And the show, while satire, has been praised as a realistic depiction of Washington, especially in the Trump era. Louis-Dreyfus referenced that after winning an Emmy for Veep in 2016.
Our show started out as a political satire, but it now feels more like a sobering documentary.
The man in charge at Veep as executive producer and showrunner is David Mandel. He was writer for Saturday Night Live and Seinfeld and director and executive producer of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I spoke with him this week in New York and started by asking him about the similarities between real life politics and Veep.
I don't know. It's sort of like a witch-like ability where we kind of end up accidentally predicting stuff that we think is insane and
like
then it actually happens.
What are you
happens.
Talking about?
I remember in season six, we had an episode where Selena went over to the Middle East and it literally aired, I think, the same like weekend that he was in – Trump was in Saudi Arabia touching the glowing ball. And of course, people are just like, you did that. You know what I mean? And we have a thing right now. It happens later in the season, but there's a moment where you see Jonah Ryan, who's running for president against Selena, and he's literally saying, you have the second lowest vaccination rate in the United States, and with my help, I'm going to make you number one. Now, this is a joke that was written practically over a year ago, and now all of a sudden there's measles everywhere. I mean, I just arrived at JFK last night and there were signs like, are you not feeling well? You might have measles. And I'm like, really? This is our new line of defense? But anyway, so, you know, you write these things and, you know, we wanted to do something on anti-vax. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, there's a giant insane outbreak.
Well, how does the process work of writing one of these episodes? How tied is it to what you're seeing in the news? I know Frank Rich is one of the –
Yes,
of the
absolutely. Writers. Frank also helps especially to keep us honest, especially because media as well as politics are such a big part of our show. It's just so wonderful. He's just indispensable. But I guess the easiest thing is – the easiest way to explain it is when we start out writing the season, we bring in people from both sides of the aisle and we want to talk to just campaign workers because this was a year we were going to be doing Selena in Iowa, Jonah in Iowa running for president. Mm-hmm. So we brought in a lot of people that just worked the day-to-day campaign stuff. So you're kind of talking to all these people and bringing stuff in, but you can't ignore obviously what's going on in the world, the day-to-day, and in this case, the day-to-day of Trump. And the hard part is we're not Saturday Night Live. We're not one of the right. nightly shows. So on the one hand, you're trying to sort of take a big picture of what's going on in politics, even though we don't have much perspective on it. We're in the middle of it. And at the same time, you want to avoid anything too specific because a year from now, it may be a stale joke. Does that make sense?
Yes, but the comedy will be better if it's more realistic.
It's always this thing of trying to look at something and go like for example, if they're talking about an issue, what would be a funny issue for a terrible politician like Jonah to bring up? You know, a couple of years ago, we had him bringing up getting rid of daylight savings. That has now come to fruition.
Trump just tweeted recently that he thought it was a great idea to get rid of it.
And that's what's been going on in our Veep world, which is we try and think of something that people haven't done yet that's really crazy, and then it happens.
Let's listen to a scene from the new season, season 7. Selina Meyer, who is no longer in office, is talking to her aides about her speech to announce that she is running for president. Here it is.
Leon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this part where I say I want to be president for all Americans. I mean, do I? You know, all of them?
How about real Americans?
Oh, yeah, that's good. And then we can figure out what I mean later.
Yeah.
One of the slogans, by the way, for Selina Meyer was continuity with change.
Yes.
Which gets to the point of like a politician trying to be all things to all people.
Her new slogan this year is New Selina Now. And I defy you to tell me what that means.
And what's her what is her book that is like doing very well on Amazon right now?
Selina, with a little help from a couple of the writers on Veep, actually has written her own autobiography, A Woman First, First Woman.
But I mean, it gets to the point that politicians right now, real politicians in real life, are trying to do that, be everything for everyone.
It's a funny mix right now, which is politicians trying to be everything to everyone. And yet I think even Trump's worst enemy would have to admit that this notion that he is authentic, even if his authentic is fake, carried a lot of weight as opposed to other politicians who somehow seem less authentic. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm putting authentic in quotes because it's not necessarily what he really is, but it's what people think he is. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, doomed guys like, you know, Marco Rubio and whatnot because they just seemed less authentic. So that's one of the things, by the way, we grapple with, Selena grapples with in this season, which is starting out, dare I say, a little more in sort of a traditional kind of political blandness and then trying to find something that cuts through. And that's one of the interesting parts of the season, I think.
How does the end of this show feel compared with the end of Seinfeld?
It's funny. You know, obviously, I guess the end of Seinfeld was somewhat controversial at the time, and it, I think, drives Larry a little crazy to this day. That was Larry and Jerry. They came up with that ending. I was not the person in charge. And so when you are the person in charge, you do feel the pressure of, I've got to land this thing. I gotta bring this, you know, plane in.
And you have that Seinfeld episode in the back of your mind as
well,
you're trying
I guess
to land the plane?
You have just now at this point the history of – I'll simply say last episodes that people have loved and hated. Mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, and there are ones in my own head like the final St. Elsewhere. I don't know if you're a St. Elsewhere guy. Well, spoiler alert, they get to the final episode and then they cut to a very familiar sort of shot of the hospital with snow falling down. They pulled out to reveal it was inside a paperweight. It's one of my absolute favorite things ever. I'm also a big fan of Newhart, where he woke up in bed with Suzanne Plachette.
Right,
and the
right.
whole Vermont thing was was a dream. So I'm a huge fan of final episodes. But yeah, it haunts you a little bit. I'll admit that.
So – but does this one feel more bittersweet or like how do you feel
about it? It's bittersweet because of the people, my connection, you know, leaving it, just the fun we've had these 4 years. But – let me say this. We did not make the decision to end it lightly. We felt the time was right. We felt story-wise it was right. And where we ended up with this story, I think we've hit it just right. And it's going to really sort of both be really something for the audience but also really comment on modern politics and what's going on in the world right now. So I'm very excited about it.
David Mendel, while we have you, I just have to ask you about a couple of other things.
Oh, Lord.
One is you wrote the Susie on Seinfeld, which is one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes of all time, and also is, of course, very reliant on Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes. It's a great Julia performance in there.
We don't have to name names or point fingers or name names. Me and her have had our problems. She and I have had our problems. You and I, and she and you.
Don't you drag me into this.
It was actually, oddly enough, based on something that really happened to me.
Really?
I was a writer. My first job out of college was here in New York at Saturday Night Live. And there was a really, really nice guy in the makeup department that at some point I realized was just calling me by a different name. And I was too far down the path. But the great thing about Seinfeld was always like the great ideas were always sort of the stuff you could tear from your own life.
Yeah, right, right. What is the joke that you're most proud of so far from Veep? And you don't have to give away one that's coming this season per se. But what's one that you really are – you're just like, wow, I'm so glad I came up with that and it still makes me laugh.
It's funny. Well, there's a couple of foul things that are just perhaps – I'm not sure what the rules are.
We can bleep.
Okay.
Can bleep.
Well, there's one and I will give credit. It actually belonged to Eric Kenward, who is a writer also at Saturday Night Live but also on Veep. And it was in the Catherine made a documentary about her mom. And you cut at one point to Jonah and he's on the phone saying these really foul stuff and then you reveal that he's at a school. And he says, and I'm sorry, he's talking on the phone and he goes, and you don't have no idea who he's talking to. He goes, well, like, yeah, boy, I'm eating so much I'm and I cannot believe to this day that this is on – even on HBO, that this exists in the world. I will say that this year there are a couple of tiny little things that are would surprise you. And I don't know. They're very silly jokes, but there's one where Selena's walking into the office and she's talking about the coverage of some of the other candidates on the cover of Time magazine. And she says something like, have you seen the cover of Time magazine? And Tony Gary in the background, like it's there but it's not there, kind of just goes, yes, are angels real? And I've been wanting to do that joke for like a million years because it drives me crazy that I feel like every like 2 years they do an Are Angels Real cover on Time magazine. So that made me very happy.
That is David Mandel, the executive producer and showrunner of the HBO comedy series Veep, which returns for a seventh season this week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Am I the first guy on NPR to ever say
I think so, yeah, okay. Probably.
Good to know. Thank you.